Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, I just like to talk about them. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2009. And here are some of the headlines which I have decided to waste your time with. First up, in Japan, a 19-disc Castlevania soundtrack anthology is coming out. Not so much as anthology, as complete collection, focusing on pretty much every piece of music made for pretty much every Castlevania game. It's going to be about $230, and I want it really bad. Oh man, that's going to be awesome. Wii fans, you can download Eco Shooter, Plant 530, TV Show King 2, Puerto Rico, and Happy Holidays Christmas for the WiiWare service, if you are so inclined. Meanwhile, on the virtual console side of things for the Wii, you can download the original Nintendo 64 game, Super Smash Bros., also the original arcade version of Ninja Gaiden. You might want to do that. On the Nintendo DSi, you can get the original Dragon's Lair, Uno, Hot and Cold, a 3D hidden objective adventure, My Notebook Green, I guess it must be other colors, and High Stakes Texas Hold'em. Xbox 360 fans, Square Enix released Zero Day Attack on Earth. Also, a game called Polar Panic was released. It's like a puzzle game with polar bears and penguins and whatnot. Plus a Trials HD Big Pack DLC was available. It's more levels for the very popular game. On the Sony side of things, PlayStation 3 downloads of Battle Fantasia, Polar Panic, just like Xbox, and a Pixel Junk 3-in-1 pack were released. The Pixel Junk 3-in-1 pack contains Pixel Junk Eden, Pixel Junk Monsters, and Pixel Junk Racers at a slightly lower price. Also, the PS1 games, Wing Commander 4 and Final Fantasy 8, which came out last week, were released. And those are also, of course, on the PSP, in addition to Savage Moon, the Hera Campaign, Edis Eclipse, Football Manager Handheld 2010, and the rarish, but borderline unplayable, Me and My Katamari from Bandai Namco. The PSP Minis game Bowling 3D was also released. Japanese fans, take note, Darius Burst from Taito was released in Japan this week, and it looks hardcore awesome. Giant robot seahorses, people. It just looks incredible. The only importer I saw that sold it was selling it for about $60, so I'm hoping it comes to the U.S., but it's a 2D shooter. It's got giant robot fish monsters that are kind of like Zoids. I really want to play it, so I asked Taito if they're going to be releasing in the United States, and they're giving me very cagey answers, which I don't know if that means yes, no, or we don't know yet. But rest assured, I am bothering them because their PR people are kind enough to respond to my emails. On the iPhone, a Simpsons arcade game is coming. It is not exactly the Simpsons arcade game, but it's very close. It's inspired by the original Konami game, has similar gameplay, high-def redrawn graphics, and it looks pretty good, and I really hope they put it out on the other consoles. It's coming out in 2010 from EA. Taito also confirmed they're going to be releasing a new Space Invaders game for the Apple phone. It will be called Space Invaders Infinity Gene. And I kind of wish I had an iPhone to play it on because I'm a real sucker for Taito's classic arcade games and the remixes because they're a lot of fun.
New at Entertainment Earth.
Do you like boobs? If so, we have a statue for you. The King of Fighters Vanessa statue was just added to our website. It's surprisingly hot, has an open shirt, and it's removable, fans of smut. How delightful. She's from the SNK fighting games. Also, we have a bunch of Halo items on sale on our new year-end sale. They start at $6.50. Items include busts, action figures, mini helmets, and much more. Check out over 800 items on the Entertainment Earth year-end sale. That's all for this week, boys and girls. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. I have to go somewhere. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. Thanks for listening to the show. Follow me on Twitter, why don't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth, EntEarth. I will see all of you guys next time, and have a good one and stuff.